Despite overwhelming scientific evidence, climate change is still a controversial topic of discussion in some circles. That means many in the public eye will sometimes avoid the issue altogether. But in one high-profile profession, that may be changing. Dave DeWitt reports.
Broadcast meteorologists on local television have one job. It's simple to express, but difficult to do well. Predict the future a few days at a time.
We'll have some holes in that precipitation on and off today, but for the moment,
temperatures tomorrow back into the 70s.
A few showers could sneak back into the forecast by Sunday afternoon and continue.
To be an effective forecaster, a broadcast meteorologist has to be a scientist. And because it's TV, she or he also has to be likable and trustworthy. Greg Fischel of WRAL is all of those things. He also used to be a global warming denier. Now he admits he was wrong.
I don't see wrong as being a scarlet letter. I think all of us have experiences in our life where we realize we were wrong about something. It was actually a good thing. We learned something from it.
Fischel changed his mind about climate change after putting aside his politics and examining the science. Now he's an equally passionate convert and recently expressed it again on Facebook. Fischel is in a unique position among his colleagues in the weather forecasting business. He was one of the first broadcast meteorologists to push for certification in his profession. He's also wildly popular and works for arguably the most successful family-owned local TV station in the country. And in the so-called climate change debate, that matters, says Sean Sublett. He's a former TV meteorologist and currently works for Climate Central in Princeton, New Jersey.
Anytime you have somebody of high stature, high standing, in a market with a lot of credibility, who's got a lot of equity in the market, brand recognition, if you will, for lack of a better term, it does speak volumes and shows how important that the topic is.
Not all broadcast meteorologists are in the same position or think the same way. WUNC Radio surveyed TV meteorologists in North Carolina. About three-quarters of those who responded agree or strongly agree that the planet is warming due to human activity. But fewer than half agreed it was part of their job to inform viewers about climate change. Several expressed that the political debate was too heated or that corporate ownership of stations didn't want to deal with the controversy. Sublett says those results are not surprising.
I know some that are very interested in the science, and I know that there's some that they're just not. They're just not as interested in talking about it for whatever reason they may have.
One of Climate Central's missions is to provide research and graphics that local TV meteorologists can use in broadcasts. Even with the help, it can be very difficult to get climate information into a forecast. Lee Ringer at Time Warner Cable News does Weather on the Ones, so six weathercasts an hour.
And even though we do have, seems like we have a lot of time, it's limited what we can talk about. So our traditional weathercasts are really just going to be limited to the forecast for today up to the next week.
Ringer does do climate change stories online, and he says he has another important, if unseen, role.
I'm the scientist here at the station, along with our other team of meteorologists. So we're the folks that a lot of our news reporters come to when there's some type of science story, whether it's directly related to the weather, whether it's related to the environment, or something that's closely related to meteorology.
At WRAL, Fischel has taken that role as station scientist to a higher level. Earlier this year, he traveled to Alaska and Colorado to produce special climate change reports and has brought leading scientists to town for discussions. The other night, he says he got a call from a longtime friend and diehard conservative. That friend said he's rethinking his position on climate change because of Fischel's reporting and social media outreach.
If I had done this 6 months after I moved here and I was 22 years old and wet behind the ears, then I think people would say, get that liberal out of here. So again, it gets back to the whole thing that if there's ever a time when I could engage in this discussion, I feel like this is it.
Fischel says he'll keep engaging in that discussion on air and online in the hope he can lead the conversation for viewers and fellow weather professionals. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.